The Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Ben Beis, starts with the halachas of Kavod and Oinek Shabbos, to honor the Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, he says, the mitzvah of Oinek Shabbos, to honor the Shabbos, is a pasuk in Navi, where it says, in a pasuk in Yeshayah, v'karosel Shabbos Oinek, you should honor the Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down some svarim hold, some pasukim hold, that it's an ikra min ha-Torah, it's a derais dekadin, because the pasuk says, uv'yayim ha-shvi'i Shabbos Shabbos Oin Mikra Kodesh. His Mikra Kodesh means to mechabed the Shabbos, to honor the Shabbos, and to make the Shabbos holy, and la'angoy ba'oinig achilav shia, and to enjoy it with good food and good drink. And he brings down that Chazal say mesech the Shabbos, kol ma'anig es Shabbos, anyone who makes Shabbos enjoyable, noistim loy, they give him as a reward, nach lo b'li mitzarim, a reward without any boundaries. V'nitzol m'shim malchis, he gets saved from the harsh malchis, v'zoicha avuzel ha'ashiris, he's zoicha to wealth, through honoring the Shabbos with good food. And the Gemara even says that someone could borrow and Hashem will pay back. The person would say that is only if he has a way to pay it back. So then he has a right to borrow and Hashem will give him the business. Hashem will help him pay back. And we know there's a famous Gemara Masechta Beah that says that a person's livelihood is decided on Rosh Hashanah. And anything you spend for Shabbos and Yontiv is not included in that amount of money that Hashem is giving you for the year. So therefore, if someone has money, he should not worry about the money he spends for Shabbos and Yontiv, because that money is not from the Cheshbon. That money is not the money that was set aside for Rosh Hashanah. The money is set aside for Rosh Hashanah, he still will have. So any money he spends for Shabbos and Yontiv, within reason, has to be the covered Shabbos. But any money he spends for covered Shabbos is not min haminyan. It's actually unbelievable. Rashi in Masechta Sota, what Rashi says in Dafem Chesem Abayz, the Divrei Maaseh of Rashi is, Shemaminim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Zokt Rashi Masechta Sota. Levatem Emoinim Lenoi Hid HaMitzvah. He uses his money for beautifying a mitzvah, Ulo Tzedakah, and he ends off, Ulo Yitzoyis Shabbos Yom Tovim. Someone is called a Maimin if he is not worried about spending money for Shabbos Yom Tov. If he's not worried about that. Of course, again, the Mishmura speaks out clearly. If a person has no money, what he should do is just buy something special for Shabbos. But if he has enough money to afford it, just he's worried that if he uses his money for Shabbos and Yontif, he's not going to have enough money for something else. On that, Chazal tell us that's an Einam Minaminyan. It's not included in what Hashem set aside for you in Rosh Hashanah for your livelihood. So therefore, someone should definitely buy special foods for Shabbos, either fish or meat or wine, something special for Shabbos every week, even if he has limited funds. He should buy something special for Shabbos, and he should do it l'kavod Shabbos Kodesh, and then it's einoy min haminyan.